Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 through 12.
Because we have the wedding tomorrow and you're all very busy, so I'd like to make the message short today. Right now we are doing the Community Workers Guide message. And so today's title is The Principle of Receiving Answers to Prayer. The Principle of Prayer Answers. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. As we do events and movement, we meet community workers. And as we do events in camp, when you meet the community workers, what message must you relate to them so that they will not sway? So when you do the word movements in the field, there are committed workers. And there are also ministers. So the minister must give the message so that these people will never sway. And so they have to not sway. That's the committed worker. Then what message must you give? Alright, part one is please open my spiritual eyes. So you have to open your spiritual eyes. Where you actually meet Jesus Christ and experience Christ, and we receive that salvation. And to receive salvation, we receive everything. Right, God has given to you everything. And so to receive salvation means that you received everything. Then what have you received? No, we possess life. And to possess life, that means that the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. And the Holy Spirit is the complete God. Not only is God with us and guarantees us, He guides us and is with us for eternity. And so you possess life, you also possess the Holy Spirit. And you've been given the keys to prayer. And what is this key? It's not about just praying to God. The key to receive answers to prayer is Jesus Christ. The key is Jesus Christ. And whatever you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you will receive. And that's the key. And God has already given to us all the blessings and we have already received it. And we've been given the authority of the name of Jesus. With this authority, you fight the spiritual battle and victorious, and you have been given a true goal, a true purpose. So inside Jesus Christ, you have received everything. And it's important for you to actually believe in this. It's important for you to have big conviction of this. And this is the message you must give to the individuals that you meet in the field, especially to the committed workers. But if they don't believe in this or have assurance of this, they may not have received salvation, or they're not committed workers. And they sway back and forth to these problems, those problems, because they have not established this gospel in them yet. Then they're not committed workers yet. So to help them to actually enjoy this blessing. And all your past problem is finished in Christ Jesus. Now, what's your past problem? Before you knew Christ. The problem in Genesis chapter 3. But the moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you have been free from Genesis chapter 3. And your past problem has been finished through Christ. Your scars is also finished. And the things that you couldn't do is also finished. Your failure is also finished. Your limits, the limitation that you face, that's also finished. And everything is finished in Christ. Then that means your present problem is also finished. Your past problem is Genesis 3, 6, 11. My past, where I live, self-centered, material-centered, and success-centered. Then what's my present problem? Or even right now, Satan is at work. But Jesus Christ finished the authority of Satan on the cross. And so you can never fall down because of Satan. And no matter how much Satan attacks you, you cannot collapse. And the soul inside of you will never perish. So even if Satan is working, you can see it, everything in the gospel. You see the problem through Christ that finished all problems. And that means your present problem is finished. And no matter how weak you may be, because you are a child of God and that status will never change, it's okay. The Holy Spirit that dwells in you never changes, because it is promised that He will be with you at the end of time. And you have received that status. So no matter how much Satan attacks you, truthfully, it does not matter. Because Satan is already crushed. His head is already crushed. Right? If you, for example, you crush on the serpent's head, even if the tail is moving, you don't have to be afraid of the tail. The Israelites were bit by the snakes in the desert. That's when God explains the bronze snake. And it says to make a bronze serpent on a tree. And who is the bronze serpent? That represents Christ. It represents that all those who are diseases, those who are seized by Satan, if you look up to Christ, that's Christ on the cross, then you are healed.
Moses, 처음에 그 내가 들고 있는 게 뭐냐고 물어보지요?
예, 뭐 하나님 물어보지.
And God asked Moses, "What is in your hands?"
지팡이라고 그랬어요.
And he says, "It is a staff." And God says, "Throw it on the ground." He threw it and it turned into a snake.
뭐라고 하죠?
And what does God say?
머리를 뱀을 항상 보기 있기 때문에 머리를 잡아야 돼.
Because especially snakes that has poison are very dangerous. You have to always hold on the head. But God says to hold on the tail instead of holding on to the head. And why did God say hold on to the tail? So that Moses will be bitten and dead? No, Christ is the one who will crush the serpent's head. So we don't have to be afraid. If God says hold on to the serpent, you just hold on to the serpent's tail. Either you hold on to the body or to the snake or the tail, it does not matter. Christ has already crushed Satan's head. So we shouldn't be afraid of the image of it. You don't have to be afraid of the works that Satan is going against you. Instead of being afraid, you have to remember he is already crushed. So no matter how much Satan goes against you, you must not sway. Your future problem is finished. And God promised that He will always be with you until the end of time. So it's now and all the upcoming ages, you explain this salvation and you give life. And you make sure that you meet Jesus Christ and receive answers. So that you will not be deceived and be victorious. And you're not living for what to eat or what to drink, but you're living for events and missions. And the purpose of our life, the covenant has already been given to us, been revealed to us. And now we pray that we can open our spiritual eyes to see this. And so if you have life, it means you have everything. And it's promised that whenever you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, He will answer you. And I'll give you the authority to the drive out evil spirits. Even if you eat poison, you will not die. Right? And I'll give you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Because Satan is already crushed. Those who have assurance of this will be victorious in their everyday life. So please enjoy this blessing. And then, now that your spiritual eyes are opened, your heart must be warm. And why must it be warm? Because God has already given to you everything. You must have assurance of this and have a warmer heart.
Amen.
God has prepared very thirsty souls in the field. Those who are very yearning and thirsty. And God has also prepared non-believers. Those who have never heard of the gospel. God prepared those who never heard of the gospel. And we have to seek these people out. And God has given to us the message to save the non-believers. And God has opened the way to save the non-believers.
Amen.
And to have this amazing this amazing blessing means that you already have the message with you. You do not evangelize in your method. You explain the way to them, not to evangelize them. Right, for you help others to receive this gospel. And so you possess everything. And because you have everything, your heart must be warm. And when you look at those who are very thirsty, you have to feel sorry for them. And know and believe that if the gospel enters them, they will live. that they will be healed if the gospel enters them. And the spiritual problems will be healed if the gospel really enters them. When you have that heart, you live the life of the evangelist. And so God has prepared non-believers, and among non-believers there are those who will be saved. Because we already have the message to save them. We have the message. Nothing else is the message. What you have is the message. Every one of you have received this gospel. You receive this life. And the Holy Spirit dwells in you. That's why you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And the force of darkness works, then you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Then now, what's the purpose of your life? You live for evangelism. For the souls that are thirsty, for the non-believers, for those who fall into idol worship, for those who are thinking about committing suicide, or who have depression. God has prepared all these individuals. All you have to do is speak to them.
Amen.
And whenever you listen to this Committed Workers God, your heart must really be warm and you're passionate. I saw that Korean news. The number of suicides have increased in Korea. 37 people commit suicide every day. And the announcer also said, the teens in the 20s, people in their 30s, the reason for their death is suicides. Among the teens, the 20s, and the 30s, the number one reason why they die is committing suicide. Right, so the young people, the teens, the 20s, and the 30s, die the most because of suicide. And people in the 40s and the 50s, the reason why they die is suicide. And so there are the statistics about this. And they did a survey and it says because life is difficult. You know, there's lots of disharmony in the family. And there's so many people coming to suicide because of the realistic problems in their life. But do you think they're coming to suicide because they're having difficulties in their life? We already know the answer, right? Do we commit suicide only because your life is difficult? No. It's a spiritual problem. It's because they're living lives without solving the spiritual problem. It's because they're living without the gospel. Then, rightfully, they will crumble. And people absolutely reach their limits and make lots of problems. Because if they're in the gospel. And also search in Japan. And there are also lots of people who commit suicide in Japan. A lot. It means people have no answers. But when you listen to these statistics, your heart should be warmer. Because you have already received this amazing blessing. Then you have to give this message to those people. It may become like this. And part
3.
Now that your heart is warmer, the part 3 is, Lord, open the doors of evangelism in the fields. And so you have to go to these people and raise disciples. And you have to see God's gaze, God's perspective. You have to see God's gaze, God's perspective. And there's so many people that are discarded.
한 번만 복음 주면.
네, 고유도셨네.
And if you get the gospel just once, because they're very thirsty of hearing the gospel. All that people become the evangelism door in the fields.
그래서 교회를 나올까 안 나올까 관계없이 우리를 복음 전해줘요.
And so either they come to church or not, does not matter. You have to proclaim the gospel to them.
지속할까 안 할까 그게 관계없이 반드시 복음 전해줘요.
Regardless if they will continue or not, you know, you have to first proclaim the gospel to them.
복음 듣도록 한 번이라도 복음 듣게 만드는.
And you have to make everyone hear the gospel at least once.
여러분 이런 사명을 하나님 우리에게 주신 겁니다.
And this is the mission that God has given to us. So even if you cannot evangelize well, you have to always pray, Lord, open the doors of evangelism in my field.
Amen.
그래서 여러분 이 전도를 위해서 가장 필요한 게 뭘까요?
Then what is the most necessary for evangelism?
기도입니다.
And that is prayer.
우리가 할 것은요, 사실 기도가 아니라고 나옵니다.
What we have to do is absolutely prayer.
우리는 다 받은 것을 가지고 누리는 기도를 해야 돼.
With everything we received, we have to enjoy it in prayer.
정말 갈급한 영혼 불신자들 가운데 이 메시지를 들을 자들, 이 길을 안내받을 자들 하나님 붙여주라고 계속 여러분요 뭐죠? 이 막
And you have to pray that your heart will be warmer so that because you see the dying field, you see the dying people, you see the those who are thirsty of receiving answers. And that's why you pray, Lord, please open the doors of events so that we can save these people that you prepared in the field. And so every single day you must be able to pray for the fields. It's okay if you don't evangelize first. First begin in prayer. Because when you start to pray, your mind will go to the field. And because you're praying, you will see the people that God has prepared and you will meet them. And because you have been continuously praying, God will open the doors of evangelism for you. So what prayer must you pray? You have to pray the prayer of the remained one. And second, you have to pray the prayer of the pilgrim. And third, prayer of the conqueror. May you begin these three prayers. What's the prayer of the remained one? Even if the gospel seems lost, God has always prepared the ones who remained to continue this gospel. Age by age, God has left behind those who will proclaim the gospel. Even if there's war, even if there's captivity or slavery, God always prepared the ones who remain to proclaim the gospel. And it seems like everything is lost and everything has collapsed, but God has prepared those who will remain to proclaim the gospel. And that's why we have to pray the prayer of enjoying the gospel. And because of your prayer, Japan will be saved. And your schools, your workplace will be saved. And because of your prayer, all the field will be saved. And that's the prayer of the remained ones, all fields. Even if you're tired, you have to pray. Even if there's lots of difficulties in your life, you have to really pray. This is the prayer of the remained ones. Now, what's the prayer of the pilgrim? The triune God is with us. You have to begin praying and enjoying this.
The
The triune God is with us, and you have to enjoy this 24-hour blessing. And even in all the wilderness, those who really prayed were successful. Look at Moses. The church is very loud if it doesn't have the gospel, even if it's not just 100, 200 people. But in the time of Moses, how many people is he leading? 600,000. He was leading 600,000 people. And do you think they had microphones or any system to let all 600,000 people hear it? In that very wide wilderness. And they're all tired. And they're all people who are complaining and about to fall. They're all, you know, complaining, grumbling because they still have the nature of slave mentality. But Elder Jethro gives Moses a great wisdom. What does he say? Right, make groups into tribes, selecting the elders as the leaders. And make teams. Because there's no microphone. So select the representatives, and when you relay the word of God to them, those representatives will go back to their own tribes and relay that message to their tribes and to their leaders. But do you think the message is going to be let to be heard like that? So what Moses could only do was actually just kneel before God and only pray to God. Moses was a man of prayer. But God worked whenever Moses prayed. And Moses gave the message to heal the people. And contributed the message of the covenant of Canaan and the direction toward Canaan. And to all the Israelites who were be deceived by the environment and by the situation, he gave the message to restore them. And he led the 600,000 Israelites with prayer. And so you cannot do your ministry without prayer. Because you're not doing it in experience or your diligence. But you're praying for every single soul. Then God will work. Then God will give the message for that person. And God will give the message to heal that person. That's why a minister must always kneel before God and pray. That's the five Pentateuchs. And whenever Moses prayed, he was able to write the five books of Moses, the Pentateuchs. And all the answers are in those five books. The message to go across the wilderness, the message to really save those who are discouraged, right? And he has the message to save those even in battle. And but without prayer, you cannot save someone spiritually. When you pray, yes, spiritual wisdom and spiritual sensitivity. Without prayer, you become very ignorant. But when you pray, you become a person full of wisdom. And that's how much Moses prayed to God, to the point he was able to write the Bible. That's the minister. So all of you must live in prayer. Every single day must live in prayer. And so may you begin the pilgrim, prayer of the pilgrim. And what's the prayer of the pilgrim? Change all the incidents and problems into blessings. Don't fall into the incidents. but change it into the blessing. And just with this, you receive answers. Problems should not feel as problems to you. You have to feel the problems as God's plan. And these people, even if they face danger, it's not dangerous. They will not feel crisis. Instead, they see the hidden plan of God. These are the people that truly praise. When we face problems, the first words that come out is, oh, what should I do? But those people always live with their thoughts. And they will live in their experience. And when a problem arises, then they quickly react to the problem the way they used to. But a person that regularly prays, how would they react to the problem? Oh, God has given me a plan. Oh, God's blessing is hidden. And those are the first thoughts that enters the people who pray. And what do? They pray in concentration toward God regarding that problem. They don't just pray. They think about God's word and pray. Like yesterday's message. You have to pray rationally. Logically, sorry. You have to pray logically, not emotionally. Why did this problem come? You have to think about it. And so please pray that way. Even if you face death, you will not feel death. That's the prayer of the pilgrim. Now what's the prayer of the conqueror? God always works from the throne. Whenever you pray, God works transcending time and space. This is the work of God. And this is the work of the 227 lights. And this is the prayer of the conqueror. And today I read Daniel chapter 10 verse 12. When this is not what Daniel confessed. Right, this is when Daniel was facing crisis as he was in the lion's den. But this is when the angel of the Lord came to Daniel and said this to Daniel. What does the angel say to Daniel? Daniel chapter 10 verse 12. Then he continued, right? He is the angel. It says, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God. Right? Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God. Your words were heard. And I've come in response to them. The moment Daniel set his heart to not defile his words, not defile his life to the idolatry, and set his heart toward God, that's when God already sent the angel of the Lord. And in prayer, you have to see those work of the angels. Then you will not be deceived by the reality. Right? You won't be deceived by the lion. Right? Right, the angel gives the answer to Daniel way before Daniel faces a crisis because Daniel set his heart. And Daniel already had that assurance. And Daniel had assurance to what the angel was telling him. And just like he was told, Daniel was placed in the lion's den. But didn't Daniel was like, oh Lord, please help me. No, the angel already came to him and gave him the answer. Right, God has already heard your prayer and He has answered you. And because He had this answer ahead of time, even though He was placed in the lion's den, He was not afraid. Do you understand? That's how much you must have faith and pray. God promised that whenever you pray, He will mobilize heavenly angels. You have to believe in that and pray. First, find the answer. The angel came to him before the incident happened and gave him the answer. And just the angel said, he was placed in the lion's den. But he puts the lion as his pillow. And I'm sure he just slept well and woke up. And the king comes early in the morning and asks, Daniel, are you alive? And that's when Daniel says, King, do not be afraid. For yesterday, the angel of the Lord came and protected me from the lion's jaws. And those are the works that took place. So whenever you pray, you must believe that God will send the angels to receive my prayer and take up the throne, and God will send His angels to answer me. And you have to have faith in this and pray. And when you do deep prayer, you'll feel that. And when you pray, you will have peace just like Daniel felt peace. And why would that peace come to you? Because you have assurance and conviction that God is absolutely going to work. That's prayer.
Amen.
And you have to pray that prayer. That's what the prayer of the conqueror. Even if you're placed in the lion's den, you are going to conquer. And that's how God worked. So hold on to this message. And with this principle of answer the prayer, every single day, bless you, Jesus Christ, you have to pray this prayer with conviction. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for granting us the precious word of God to this in evangelism school. When the committed workers arise, bless us so that they can enjoy all that you have already given to them. And please warm our hearts and open our eyes toward the field and open the doors of the field. And bless us that we can start the prayer of the ones who remain, the pilgrim and the conqueror. And bless us so that we can pray with the answer that the angels work whenever we pray. And bless us so that we can live the life of the evangelist that will start to save Japan. We think and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.